Hello, and welcome to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 13, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. Hi, how are you guys doing today? I wanted to apologize for not being there the last episode. I had some family matters to attend to, as well as my health. So far, I'm doing so great. I'm a little stuffed up, you know, allergies, you know. That in the works. I hope you guys enjoyed my manager's kind of, well, one of my amazing friends, Serena, came onto the show for those of you who weren't there last week, and she did a phenomenal job kind of reminiscing what it was like to be a teenager and kind of the struggles that she went through, because and most of the people, or some of the people that I work with, are partially or 100% blind. And I think that it's amazing and inspiring that they are doing so much with their lives, and they don't let that hinder them in any way of accomplishing their goals. And it's really just amazing to really be able to know them and know that regardless of whatever's going on, it doesn't matter, that any amount of dedication can truly achieve what you really want to do. These last couple of weeks have been really difficult getting some stuff together, deciding whether I wanted to go back to college or not. I'm still making that decision. I can always come in and transfer for next semester, or I can take a couple classes now. But I did want to talk to you guys because you all have been amazing. I love the support. I know that a lot of you do not usually come forward and talk about how you feel about my show or anything like that. But I really appreciate the people that have come forward and given a piece of themselves in the form of the answers to the open forum questions. So I did want to talk about that with you all. So I have quite a few open forum questions that I have accumulated since I started the show. Unfortunately, there was not an open forum question last week, and there will not be one this week. I will continue with open forum questions next week, hopefully with an interview. So, I wanted to go over some of these answers and talk to you all, because a lot of you are very different in opinions, and I really appreciate the diversity and being able to not be afraid to speak your mind about how you feel about the questions that I have posed. I have gotten a few people from Tucson, Arizona, and Arizona in general. I've got a lot of people from Fraser Park, Gap, Pennsylvania, and some parts of Louisiana. So, like I said, I really appreciate the support, and please feel free to continue to send me answers to the open forum questions. You can always email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Teen Girl Radio. And feel free to stop by if you have any more questions or want more information about podcasts and the show at intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. And I look forward to more comments and more answers. I picked a few that vary. I did get a couple others that I am responding to within the next couple of weeks, because I have been having issues with my podcast, but I finally got everything up that I needed to. I'm still working on updating my Twitter, but As far as I'm concerned, my Facebook is well up to date, as well as my blog, so feel free to check it out. So the first open forum question, I didn't do them in order, so I'm just going to go off questions. So when I repeat a question, I'm going to give you the answers that some people gave me for that question, and then keep going down the list. So I do know that this was my very first question, and that was, could you do what you love for a living for free? And of course, my situation has, I had spoken previously about having a situation that was a lot easier for me to be able to do what I love for free. Unfortunately, that is not the case now, and I am figuring things out as I go along and working with it. So I really hope that that turns out okay with my situation as well as other people, because there are a couple people that have mentioned to me that their situation is also different. So, again, I appreciate the coming forward with these answers. So, to the question, could you do what you love for a living for free? Somebody spoke and told me that if the world wasn't governed by money, I would be opening up a new animal shelter to provide better services for abused animals. But sadly, that's not the way the world works, so I work as a veterinary assistant. And Brian said this from Pennsylvania. A couple of things I want to say to you. Sadly, the world is our main source of income, and things like that makes it harder for us to do the things that we love for free. And I totally agree that it is sad that that's the way the world works. But however, I do like your dream of opening up a new animal shelter. That really hit home with me because I love animals, and I really commend you for having that dream, and I don't want you to let that go. I do also commend you for being a veterinary assistant. I think that any part of the medical field, animal or human, is beyond my comprehension. It's a lot of work to be able to do what you guys are doing, and I really appreciate that. But what I wanted to say to you, Brian, is do not ever give up on your dream. I know that it's hard, but eventually, if that's really your dream and passion, you would figure out a way to make that work. So again, thank you, Brian, for sharing that. So the next open forum question I had posed, I believe it was to Brandon Daly. It was, if you could live till the age of 90, for the last 60 years of your life, would you rather retain your body or your mind? Some people said, had some interesting answers. I, of course, would like to retain my mind, but I like the differences in the opinion, and so we'll go from there. So, somebody said, I would like to keep my mind when everything else stops working, because wisdom and knowledge are valued very high in the society. And Caitlin said this from Tucson, Arizona. I really appreciate what she said, because it is true. It is valued high in the society, and I definitely agree with her that it's very important to keep your mind fresh and stored with lots of information. Somebody else said, my body, because this world is very violent, and you must be protective of yourself and the ones that you love. Derek said this from Pennsylvania. Although I do not agree with what he has said, his opinion still matters to me. And I do understand him on a level, because there is a lot of things as a man or a woman that you need to protect yourself with. And I am very strong in belief about protecting the ones that you love. So, again, thank you, Caitlin, and thank you, Derek. Also, somebody else had said, my mind retains a lot of information. And when the body eventually withers, I need to know that I'm not going crazy. I hear you. Rosalind said this from Fraser Park, California. Thank you, Rosalind, for your very honest opinion. I definitely agree. My ultimate fear, I would have to say, is losing my mind, like not being able to know who my loved ones are and forgetting who I am and where I lived and things like that. So thank you, Rosalind. So another open forum question was, when you were old, what do you think your children will ask you to tell them stories about? Somebody said, I like to think that my children will ask me about my years in high school. See, I wasn't the best student. I fooled around and I thought I hurt everybody else but me. Greg said this from Fraser Park, California. I don't think you should be too hard on yourself because I made a lot of mistakes in high school too. So, do not beat yourself up for it. I think that it would be a good thing for your children to kind of hear about the kind of shenanigans that you have accomplished in high school, not only as entertainment, but to also provide a learning experience to know that there are certain things in society, whether we agree with them or not, we still have to follow. And I think that by allowing and learning from these mistakes, you're really growing as a person. So thank you, Greg. Somebody else said, my children will ask me embarrassing stories as a kid. Nobody wants to hear the dull, and this is what I've come to realize moments. Brianna said this from Arizona. I think that's funny. I think that there is a lot of things out there that people consider embarrassing. I'm not very easily embarrassed unless it's like unless a family member is doing it, like if my dad's doing it or like my aunts are. But I definitely agree that not everyone wants to hear the dull, this is what I've come to realize moment. So thank you, Brianna. Another person said, my children will ask me about how they were conceived. I was young, reckless, and set a bad example for others, but I will never deny that. Sharon said this from Louisiana. I think that takes a lot of guts. You were really strong and independent as a woman from what you shared in this one sentence. It told me a lot about you. It told me that you made a lot of mistakes, but that you realized that, and that you will still remain true to your word. So if you're ever confronted about it, you'll be honest, because that's the way that I work. If I have done something to harm someone else, or if I've done something stupid, I'm not afraid to admit it, because admitting it takes a lot of guts. Because you need to realize that it was something that you regretted, and that's not something you would put yourself back into. So, thank you again, Sharon, Brianna, and Greg. And so, the next question is, what is more important to you, career or family? I am very big on family. Due to the recent circumstances, our family, whether we had tensions in the past or not, we came together as a family, and I'm really proud of that because it says a lot about all of our characters. We're just trying to peacefully grieve and deal with things how we're going to deal with it. But I'm glad that I have my family for support. On certain things. So, I have one person that has disagreed with me, and I understand completely. So he told me, well, he wrote an email. This is Tony from California. He said career. He chose career because family might not always have your best interests at heart. At least you have the stability of a job. And I completely agree. There are a lot of people out there, myself included, that didn't have a family for the longest time. And I think that I am very appreciative that I now have the family that made me, that created me. And so for those of you that don't have that, or for family who puts their children and the ones that they love in harm's way, I am so sorry and I understand. So thank you, Tony, for reaching out to me and taking the time to write that. I think that that means a lot. I'm going to take a quick intermission and say that you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 13, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. I am going over some of the answers to some of the open forum questions that I have posed throughout the show. Feel free to, it's never too late to give me your answers or your feedback for the show for these questions. You can email me at intellectualthoughtsofateenagegirl@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Teen Girl Radio and let me hear your thoughts and opinions and things like that. So let's get right back into it. So, the question that was posed for this one was what's more important to you, career or family? And we just went over somebody who believes that career is more important than family because he has explained that family might not always have your best interests at heart and that there is stability within the job that I'm sure he loves doing. So the next person said, family, there's no question. Family might fight, but we got each other's backs until the end. Jared says this from Louisiana. Sorry, I do not have a Louisiana accent, and I'm not assuming that Jared does, but I cannot provide that difference in voice, which kind of sucks because I love accents. I do agree that family does fight. There was a long time where me and some of my family members did not get along, and we did not see eye to eye on things. And I definitely made mistakes, and they did too. But I'm glad that certain circumstances have brought us together and really made the most of it because I really do care about my family, regardless of whether there's tension or hurt there. So, thank you, Jared. Somebody else had said, family may not always be there. You have to learn to forgive because without them, you wouldn't be who you are. Shania says this from Pennsylvania. I completely agree. I believe that the woman that you came out of is your mother. There are people who like to disagree with me, and I understand because sometimes the people that you were born with do not take care of you well, and I completely understand that. But I do, however, agree with her because family may not always be there. You could have your grandfather or your grandmother or your parents there one minute and then not have them there the next. So if you have anything to say to someone or if you have any hurt or anger towards somebody, I'm not saying that you should forget, but I think that you should forgive them. And I think that it's going to help you and them on the long run because there are things that you want to say to someone. And if they are dead, you are not able to You're not able to say those things anymore. They won't be able to listen. They're not here anymore. And for those of you Christians who believe in people who watch over you in heaven, I understand that completely. Hopefully one day you are able to speak to your loved ones, but I want you to understand that death is not something you can come back from. And so if you have something to say to someone now, say it to them now. Forgive them now and love them for who they are. Because one minute they could be there, the next minute they're not. And you shouldn't have to live with the regret that you should have done something. Or you should have been better. So again, thank you, Shania. So another question was, could you love someone if there's something physically difficult, different about them? Excuse me. I was talking about cancer, baldness, or cerebral palsy, or any medical condition or something about them that's different. One person said no. I'm just being honest. Hair is one thing, but if you got cancer or something, I'm only setting myself up to get hurt. Riley said this from California. I agree with you. I understand completely. But also at the same time, if you care about someone and you love them, or you think that it's going to be worth it, it will, those last moments will be meaningful. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes you don't want to put yourself in a situation like, let's say you were put in a situation where you really care about someone and that person's that your friend, and you knew from the day that you met them that they were going to die. Whether it was by choice or by diagnosis or anything, would you have left on that day? Because I have been faced with a situation where like that, and I've realized that you're going to make the most of your time here. And so regardless of whether you hurt or not, I'd rather live than not live at all and not have those meaningful relationships with people, even if they were going to die. I don't know, just something to think about. I'm not trying to discredit anyone for their opinion. I just want to understand why they think that way and pose a different question to keep people thinking, you know. Change is good. Okay. So somebody had also said it depends. If she was diagnosed after we were together and I loved her, absolutely. I'm a ride or die guy. But if she had it before, I think that that would be a deal breaker. Spencer said this from Pennsylvania. I think that that's very interesting. I definitely commend him for if he was in that situation, he would stay with her if he loved her. I do understand that a lot of people are afraid of getting hurt, myself included sometimes, but sometimes you gotta let yourself live. I mean, there's only so much time on this earth anyway, and I definitely understand where you're coming from, Spencer. I think that if that's a deal breaker for you, then that's completely understandable, because I'm sure a lot of people will agree with you on that. So thank you for sharing, Spencer. Okay, so the next question that I had posed this for DJ Shakta when I interviewed at their K-Van studio. And the question was, if you could be stuck in a music era, what would it be? And I chose the jazz scene, and somebody wanted to agree with me as well. Somebody had said, the jazz scene has my name all over it. Linda said this from California. Somebody had also said, I'm a classic rock kind of guy. Bring on Led Zeppelin, Journey, and David Bowie. I apologize if I pronounced that wrong. Steven said this from Arizona. Somebody had also said, oldies hip-hop. I can't get enough of Grandmaster Flash and Biz Markies. Sarah from California said this. I have no idea who Biz Marquez is, so definitely after this recording, I'm going to listen to some music. I don't know a lot in this world, but I definitely like the learning experience. So thank you for sharing that, Sharon, and thank you for sharing, Linda and Steven. So the next open forum question was, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time? Somebody said work. I'm a big workaholic. Dominic said this from Louisiana. If I was getting paid for this particular job, I think that I would throw myself into this a lot more. I would have taken on a lot more responsibilities. I would do a show every day and things like that, like a dedicated radio talk show host. Not saying that I'm not a dedicated radio talk show host, but I think that I definitely agree, because any work that you do definitely keeps you productive, and you make the money to take care of the ones that you love. So thank you, Dominic. Somebody had also said, I cannot live without sleep, but if I had to, I would get hella wasted or stoned and curl up and watch Netflix. Carrie says this from California. This takes a lot of guts to admit. It's definitely a lot easier in a state that marijuana is legal. So I commend you for your honesty. If I could live without sleep as well, I think I would do that. I would do that too. So thank you, Carrie, for sharing. So a lot of you have given me feedback for the show. I really appreciate the ideas, and I'm definitely going to keep them into consideration. I appreciate your guys' honesty. I know that I'm very young, and I know that I do not know a lot, but I am still learning. So I am going to make mistakes. I'm going to say something that I wanted to say differently, but it came out some other way. It might have offended you. A lot of people have called me unknowledgeable, and I understand that. And I have learned the lesson that I need to thoroughly investigate and figure out what is true to me before I speak it on the radio. And I do enjoy getting to know you all. I do. It's part of what I do. And I appreciate everybody that has come forward, whether I have spoken to them or talked to them over the phone and got a better idea of my audience and what they kind of like or would enjoy listening to. I've been getting a few numbers on my radio show, so thank you for the support. And for those of you who do not listen to the live stream but are frequenting my podcast, thank you so much. The numbers have been bigger than I expected, so I definitely appreciate that. If you have any more comments or feedback for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. Also, hit me up on my Twitter and my Facebook at Teen Girl Radio. Give me a few days, and my Twitter will be fully updated with all the podcast information and everything. But if you want to listen to previous shows or you want to know more information about the show, please feel free to check out intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com and my Facebook at Teen Girl Radio. Those are very, very updated, and it has both of my podcast sites. I did want to talk to you guys for a quick second about that. So I do have two podcast sites. So I do broadcast on archive.com, and I also broadcast on Radio for All. I've been told that I've been having issues with some of the links for them, But what I've noticed is that you can download the podcast to your phone and listen to it and then erase it or keep it or whatever. But one of the links for each site does work. I can guarantee that. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your guys' evening. Thank you for listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 13, and on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland, and you have a good rest of your week.